This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
You recognize this technique?
Huh? Five elements.
You remember.
People, this is the BDSIR Network, the best damn show in worldwide radio. We are sponsored by Got the Juice. Who got the juice now? Yo, this is Re-Rock the Spot R920. I am your host, Grand Body P, Worldwide DJ Coalition. This is another special show, okay? It's not often I do shows like this, man. You know what I mean? Hey, before I get into it, man, I need to give you all the particulars, people. MikeDog36@gmail.com. That's MikeDog36@gmail.com. But it's like, yo, let me tell you something. I haven't been playing any new music, man, because of all the special shows I've been going on. So any submissions that come true, they have to be fire, because it will be myself and the man called DJ Shadowfather. Simple as that. But hey, until that time, I don't want no trap, no mumble rap. Don't be a tragedy like... Yeah, I know, my guests are laughing right now. I haven't even introduced them yet. Don't be a tragedy like Jim Jones. Now, I don't know if my guests have heard about this, but Jim Jones is running around talking about, oh, Rakim is my big brother, but I would slaughter him in a battle. No, you wouldn't, Jim Jones. No, you wouldn't, Jim. Don't be silly. Wasn't it last year when you had a versus battle against the Lox and Jadakiss single-handedly tore up a new one?
Mm-hmm. He gave him that smoke.
He got...
For sure.
Jim. Come on, Jim. No, Jim. No. Jim, listen to me. Just because you found yourself on Ghostface and Raekwon app, no. Was he? No, not Ghostface album. Raekwon album.
Raekwon, yeah.
Yeah, rock and roll. Just because you find yourself on there, does not make you legit, homie. Don't be a tragedy like Jim Jones. Enough of all that, man. I've got guests in the building. Let's not keep them waiting, man. You know what I mean? They've got music to talk about. They've got all their newest ventures. You know what I mean? They are returning guests to the show. One of them has me on his own website. I was stunned to death when I seen that the one day. I was thinking, what am I doing on his website? Ah, hashtag erase blackface. That campaign is still going, and we're going to keep it going, okay? The other is a returning guest as well, man. You know what I mean? He's one half of the Moon Crickets. He's not long. Produced an album for, I can't remember the man name, so I apologize, but I do know, I think his name's Mathematic, and his album Tinker Division Volume 2. So you can go check that out on all streaming sites. But these guys are back, and they've got more stuff to talk about. Matter of fact, the one guy who told me about it, he touched on it last time he was on the show. So I would like you people to acknowledge Sora, acknowledge DJ Mathlet. Welcome back to the Rep View Hip Hop Show, man. How you feeling, guys?
Oh yeah, I'm good. I mean, I'm glad good. To be here with Merciless, and I'm back. Glad to be back on the show. And Jim Jones not ready for that smoke. He's not ready for it.
Yo, on that Jim Jones tip, yeah. He just wants people to talk about him.
That's it.
Correct.
Because he also went at Conway, too, saying he beat Conway.
He did what?
Yeah. Nah, he can't.
Jimmy.
Nah.
What's wrong with this guy?
Jimmy.
He's drinking bleach. That's what he's drinking bleach.
Jimmy. No, Jimmy. At this rate, what? Jimmy, at this rate, Jimmy from South Park would rock up your ass. Jimmy, no.
That's a tragedy within itself.
Oh yeah. Gosh, man. Yo, I think
stop.
I think he wants that trophy that the game's got right now, man. But quite frankly, I ain't got time to talk about those guys. I need to talk about you guys, man. You know what I mean? Sure. Now, you know, it's been a minute since we spoke like this. So you gotta get me up to speed and the listeners up to speed as well. You know what I mean? Sorak, last time you was on the show, you touched upon it, and I was like, whoa, you blew my head off. I'm taking it, you're here to blow my head off again. What's been happening since we last spoke?
Well, what's been happening, I mean, you know, again, thanks for putting us on the show. Merciless and I linked up, you know, through a mutual friend of ours, Issa, and we just created magic from there, you know what I'm saying? We doing this album, Back to the Basics. And basically what it is just taking people back to the 90s, you know, like you said, no mumble rap, no trap. None of that, of course, none of that is included on the album. But we're just giving people something for the listeners, you know what I'm saying, taking a back, throwback album. And we got some heavy hitters on there. And more importantly, you know, Merciless producing the track. You know, I can't say more about that because he added his magic. So now we got something for the people. That's all I can say. It's beyond words at this point what we was able to make together, and I'm thankful that he decided to work me on this project.
Holy smokes, man. Yo, Merciless, talk me through the conversation, man. I mean, is that a struck again? She always strikes behind the scenes, man. You got to love her?
I think we started out linking about the campaign that you were talking about earlier.
Ah, and then
it turned into, why don't we work on a track?
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, we started with one, and then it kind of just came into making a whole project, which is an EP that sounds pretty dope.
Yeah.
I must say.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you that because last time you did mention an EP. I don't know if that actually turned into a full-length LP or it's just an EP at this stage.
Well, we got a total of seven tracks, a bonus track, and six that'll be available unless you buy the physicals. So in my opinion, it's more like an album or EP-ish album, but it's definitely borderline album, I would say, at the least.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh, okay. You already know, you know, looking forward to hearing this, you know what I mean? I mean, at time of recording this interview, I do want to say that I'm in a lot of regret right now because Master Ace is in the UK. You know what I mean, at the time of this interview, and I can't go to see him, and I wanted to see him, man, but, you know what I mean, sometimes things don't go according to plan, you know what I mean, sometimes it's for the greater good, sometimes you can't figure it out, but everything for a reason, do you know what I mean, that's what it was right there, man, and I mentioned him because I know that, Sorak, you worked with Master Ace at one time, didn't you?
Yeah, he's on, he and I have a song on this album, called Back to the Basic, which is the title of the album.
Right, okay.
Song that we had together.
Master
Ace is on there. Hakeem Green. We also got Lord Theory. You know what I'm saying? We got ES from Canada. Canadian artists on there as well. So, and then and we also have Craig G. You know, Craig G and I did Belly the Beast together. So we did a sophomore track together, which is Welcome to America. So we got a lot of joints on there that I know heads is going to be looking for, and they're going to love it.
Well, I'm going to say this. Outside of Craig G, I mean, S, you know what I mean? I'm sure he's a guest waiting to happen on this show, man, because I've been high on S since, what the thing called, man? He did something called the Do Better Challenge. And he smashed it, you know what I mean? He told us how, you know, that how we're using social media and everything, and he's a victim of it himself, but at the same time, it's like, we could use social media for so much better things, like what we're doing right now!
Absolutely.
Yep. No, S is dope.
Yeah, he's dope. He's dope.
Yeah, I think I recorded his last two or three albums.
Okay.
He's really dope. Mm-hmm.
Talking of S, did I or did I not see you, Merciless, in his video?
Yeah, because I did the cuts on that track with Elzai.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, we work closely together.
Amazing. Well, S, you've heard it. You're hearing it from me now. You know, you're a future guest waiting to happen. You know what I mean? I'm sure that's going to happen somewhere down the road, man. I like that dude, man. You know what I mean? I know he's got his project. I only pretty much found out by accident that you was involved in it. And then, you know, I saw the video and then it was all confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man, that's heavy, that is, man. That's big. Merciless, I want to stay with you a little bit, man. You know what I mean? Yo, you've been working with a who's who in the game, man. But, like, recently, I mean, you got a project with is it Mathematic? That's his name?
Yeah, Mathematic is, like, a Canadian legend out here as far as emceeing. He started, like, mid-90s.
Whoa.
Had, like, some big underground records, like, across the world. I know in Germany they just repressed his first album and it sold out quick. So, yeah, he's still doing his thing. And I haven't actually produced for him. What I'm doing is I mix and master his stuff. So the last two albums I mix and mastered.
Right, okay, yeah, I've seen you putting in the work, man. I've seen you putting
in the work. He's being bashful, but he got another big project that's dropping too. That's gonna be good for hip hop heads.
The one behind me.
Yeah, that's
the one behind you. I need to get a close look at that.
Yeah.
That's
the big one.
What is that? Buffalo, something and other?
Buffalo Raptors.
And that's by whom?
It's me and Aeson Eastwood.
Wow. See, so okay. Yo, man's been working. I see. That's all vinyls as well, isn't it? Vinyls.
Yeah. So we're just waiting to do the videos so that we can drop it properly with the nice release. But it's all ready to go.
Man, yo, you guys been killing it, man. You guys been killing it, man.
Yeah, he's doing his thing. He got another one, too. I don't know if you want to talk about it now, but he got another one, too.
Which one's that?
You know.
Which one?
It's coming. You know his name. You know what I'm saying? The Butcher.
Oh, that he's on that.
Okay.
That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah, so Benny's on five joints on that.
Man,
we got Conway on three.
Man,
yeah,
it's a big project.
Yeah, you definitely got it.
Amazing. That's that's why Mercer's has been so quiet, man. I understand, man. I understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Boy, so you got that. You got the Usual Suspects as well.
Usual Suspects album coming, yep.
My album
coming.
Mm-hmm.
So the single thing circulating, thing called Call Out Your Name?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. Talk me through that one, man. You know what I mean? Let the people know, because the Usual Suspects don't play either, man. Call Out Your Name. So tell me about that one.
About the Usual Suspects track?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Usual Suspects as a whole and the actual track that you got involved with?
Well, for people that don't know, they're a duo from Toronto. One's from Toronto, one's from Montreal.
Yeah.
We linked up, so that's SOS and SK.
Mm.
So those are the two MCs. And basically, we started out with the one song, putting that work. And from then, we just clicked. And I did, like, two of their mixtapes prior to that, and I was like, yo, this is actually working. Like, there's no groups in hip-hop anymore.
That's
ode to, like, a group home.
Yeah.
Smith & Wesson, you know what I'm saying? So then we...
It's more like cruises and hangouts.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a club.
But there's not many duos. Like, back in the days, there was a lot of duos.
You did have a lot of duos back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we wanted to bring it back to the good old days.
That is wild, man. So okay, we got all that going, right?
Mm-hmm.
So while Merciless has been doing that, right? Solrak, on the other hand. Man's been crafting something else, man. You know, I mean, you've been preserving the culture ever since you started, but there's an actual project in the works. I think you
mentioned
that last time as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely that. We definitely looking to come overseas next year, 2023, everything goes well. Looking to go, of course, go to Canada. Like, we're looking to go to UK, go to France, and we're looking to bring that Preserve the Culture brand over there. Basically, that's one of the reasons I was inspired to do Back to the Basics, the album, is to preserve the legacy of hip-hop. And one of the ways to do that is remind people where hip-hop, how hip-hop started. I remind them how hip-hop, what hip-hop was compared to what it is now. Not saying that people still not putting out dope music, but remind them of what the legacy is and how we preserve that legacy. And one of the ways of doing that is through music.
Yeah, of course. When you got people like Usual Suspects, Mathematics, the Griselda Mans, those guys, I don't know how they do it, you know. I can't keep up, because I swore blind Conway, and Benny for that matter, I swore blind the two of them dropped album like a couple of months ago, right? Mm-hmm. And I think there's a next one coming on the way already.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how in the world?
Hungry. When you're hungry, you keep going in. Just going in that booth, making music. You know, you're hungry. Hungry keeps you moving. That's what motivates you and keeps you moving and producing, writing, whatever else you need to do to get your music out there. You know what I'm saying? That's the process.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. So back to the basics, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when will it be the 90s again, so to speak? When are we going to expect that?
Well, I would say you can expect it on what we're dropping, but, I'm going to promote what we got, but more importantly, I think the music, I think we're trending that way anyway. As far as hip-hop is, I mean, you have a lot of the, I think Versus was a good catalyst for bringing us back to that music, because you're seeing some of the hip-hop icons. You're seeing them putting music out more now. There are people, what I would call somewhat hip-hop purists, that only making music that sounds like you're in the 90s, like the High King Greens. Of course, Carol West One is doing his thing. And
yeah.
You got producers like Merciless and different ones like that who are reminding us what we're doing. One of the things I'm excited about is the single that we're doing, which is cassette tape, which reminds us of what it was having a cassette tape.
Woo!
Yeah. And we're going to do an exclusive on your show. Like, the first time they're going to hear it will be on your show, so it's going to be in the...
Bomb drop! Bomb drop!
So,
it's Tinkar cassette tape!
Do that with you. Yeah.
Tinkar cassette. Big up to all my cassette tape crew. Oh, that just happens to be the listener
to
the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've all done it, man. We've took a cassette tape and we put it in the radio and we press the two buttons at the same. You have to press the two buttons at the same time. And sometimes you get too excited and you press the two buttons at the same time, but it won't work for some reason. That time you've forgotten that you haven't protected the top of the tape. You know what I mean? You have to put a little bit of tissue or whatever in the top of the tape so that the tape can record. Today's people, y'all don't know.
They don't know the struggle.
Y'all don't know.
We're gonna remind them, though. We're gonna remind them of the struggle.
Oh man, I'm looking forward to hearing cassette tapes, so to speak, man. Damn. You know what I mean? You get those memes. You know what I mean? Talking about, yo, if you don't know about this, don't argue with me about hip hop. I've seen those memes out there.
Yeah.
True thing, man. True thing. Now, Solrak, like, you asked Merciless if there was something that you wanted to talk about as far as projects. Now, as a man of controversy, I don't know if you want to talk about this. Now, if you don't want to talk about this, that's absolutely fine.
Okay.
Because I know you've worked closely with this guy, at some point in your career, right? And you've mentioned him to me many times. But the situation with cannabis, man, do you want to speak about that?
I mean, as far as that goes, I really don't have much of a, you know, much to say on it. I think one of the things that needs to happen for most part when it comes to music is that, you know, I just think whatever disagreements we have, we just need to have that behind the scenes. I mean, yeah, I'm affiliated with Afemi Music, so that means that I'm definitely connected to cannabis. But
yeah.
I just think whatever business disagreements we have, I just think that's just better said offline versus online.
I understand.
I think cannabis did respond to it. Do I think it's over? I don't know, because I'm not in that conversation at this point. But whatever it is, I just think we need to do what's best for hip-hop. And one of the ways to do what's best for hip-hop is just not to air our dirty laundry online, in my opinion. I can't speak against Cannabis because I don't recall Cannabis really saying anything negative towards Pete Rock. And there's not much I can really say about Pete Rock because I wasn't there when they decided. Whatever agreement they made, I wasn't there. So whatever grievances he have, I'm sure his mind is legitimate, and I'm sure Cannabis got his view. And I would say the best thing for them is just to take it offline and handle their business. That way we can just keep the culture intact.
So I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, no problem.
What beef?
Yeah.
It's not even a beef.
Yeah.
It's not even a beef. So Merciless to, okay, I'll just streamline it down. Basically, Cannabis dropped an album or an EP, which was produced by Pete Rock, right?
Okay.
But Pete Rock's coming out and saying, well, I didn't produce this. So now I was like, okay, this is an interesting situation. You know what I mean? So I decided to take time out and think, right, this Cannabis project, let me check it out for myself. Now, it's kind of funny because it came out roughly the same time as the Peach Dementals Part 4 album. And the two projects sound completely different in terms of production. I will say that much. You know what I mean? I will say that much. What I heard on Cannabis Project was completely different to what Pete usually does. I will say that. And Peach Dementals Part 4 is your typical Pete Rock sound. So I'm not too sure. And on top, Pete Rock appears on one of the tracks on that project with Cannabis as well. So it is an interesting situation. You know what I mean? So I've got there's people like, you know, debating about it and, you know, who's in the right, who's in the wrong, what, where. Truth is, we don't know. So
only those two know.
That's what I was saying. I can't really speak on it because I wasn't in the room when they had that conversation. But I just say, what I would encourage is that whatever we do, let's just try to keep hip-hop, you know, let's keep that as a sanctuary because, you know, there's too many things trying to tear it down and divide us. And I respect both of them. I mean, Pete Rock is a legendary producer and, you know, Cannabis is a legendary MC. And so whatever it is, hopefully they get it resolved and we can just move forward.
Absolutely.
You know, that would be my desire, you know what I'm saying, if I had any influence on that in that conversation.
Yeah, because Pete Rock is considered a GOAT. He's a GOAT status.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? He's a GOAT status. And Cannabis, I've got mad respect for him because he could, you know what I mean? His career could have ended as soon as it began back in the late 90s. But no, he didn't rest. He thought, no, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep putting out music. Whether I blow up in the mainstream or not, I'm going to continue putting out that music. And that's what Cannabis has done. You know what I mean? So I respect the hell out of him for that, man. You know what I mean? So what more can I say? Man keeps going. Man refuses to sit down. So, that's what's up, man. You know what I mean? He's one of the last few left, I guess. You know what I mean? So now, you know, we talk about bring it back to the basics, bring it back to the 90s. So on that note, it's not so much a Mount Rushmore that I'm going to ask of the both of you, but if each of you could give me like four tracks that mean the most to you personally in the 90s, what would they be, man, and why?
Oh, wow.
Now, that's four tracks
to ask a DJ.
Might be easier for me.
Now, the don't have to be like, it's got to be like four tracks that hit you personally, not four tracks that everyone knows about, like, that everybody's like, yeah. You know what I mean? But four
that
tracks
makes that it even more hard.
I know.
Okay, I'll go off the top, and this song, to me, is like almost hip hop perfection, which is Reminisce. Like when I hear that song, it's like heavenly.
Yeah.
So I would say that song.
Yeah.
Shook Ones Part 2. And the next song is a song that, if aliens came down and asked me what hip-hop is, I would play this song. So What You Sayin'?
Yeah.
And I don't know what the fourth song would be. That could be a lot of different songs. But those three for sure.
Those three. I can't argue those three at all, man. Reminisce, when that goes off, that's it. That is it. You know what I mean? And so what you're saying, man, that speaks for itself, man. You know what I mean? EPMD. That's why I'm still mad at COVID, man, because EPMD was meant to come over to the UK 2 years. I'm still mad at COVID for that, man. They was meant to come over 2 years ago. Dope. EPMD, Onyx, Lords of the Underground. Oh.
Wow.
Sounds like a heavy show.
And MLP as well. MLP is all on one bill.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
All on one bill. On that note, I want to give a quick shout out real quick to the man called Do It All Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
pickups,
he won, right?
Yeah, pickups, yeah, he won.
That is a...
Him on that.
Ain't that a win, right? That's a win.
Major yeah. for hip-hop.
I'm so proud of him right now, man. I'm so proud. Do It All Kelly, man. He did not... See, he did not give up. You know what I mean? He did not give up. He came on the show a few years back. He was promoting that. He was running for running for a similar seat, something like that. He didn't win. He dusted himself off and then try again and he got the seat, man. Proud of that. See, that's a win. People, see, you hear from I can't get my words out right now. I'm just proud of the guy. You know what I mean?
Understand?
Yeah,
you're
man. That's a great win for hip hop, man. On to you,
yeah.
Solrak. Four tracks from the 90s that may have hit you personally that'd be like, yes.
And they gotta be
man.
Four different ones.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh! Ooh!
Oh, he wanna make it more of a challenge. I get it. All right. Definitely Big Papa by towards B.I.G.
Shout out to Big E.
You know, rest in power to him. Cream, Wu-Tang Clan, for sure. Man, let me see. My third one would be, I gotta represent the South since I'm from Florida. Outkast Players Ball. And let me see, a fourth one?
Mm-hmm.
I know, the fourth one's the hard one, right?
Yeah, the fourth one is the one that gets you, because it's like, okay, I gotta do Tupac. I gotta do Tupac. Keep your head up.
Yeah, you got to keep your head up. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, man, that's some good tune right there, man. That's what's up. You listen to the BDSIR Network, the best damn show in worldwide radio with I and I, Grand Body P. We rock the spot R920. Yo, we are from the hills right now, man. From the hills, I've got a man called Solrak and a man called DJ Merciless on the program right now. You know what I mean? They've got the new EP, It Soon Come, Tinker, Back to the Basics. You know what I mean? You've always got the people out there who always want that classic sound, even though we're in, like, what, 2022. You know what I mean? We've got artists still doing it now, but even with that, it doesn't feel like it's enough. But, hey, we just got to keep going, man. We just got to keep going. That's what's up, man. Man, Merciless. Man, as I say, you smashed it for peoples, man. You smashed it for working with people and everything, man. So, next question to you is, because I want to give a shout-out to this lady right here as well, man. You've worked with her quite a number of occasions, man. The lady called Eternia.
Oh, okay, yes.
Let's talk about Eternia for a minute, man.
Okay.
What do you call, like, working with her, man? You know what I mean? Like... Because she goes back quite a lot further than some heads realize, man.
Oh yeah, for sure. When I first met her, I think it was 2005, and yeah, she right away she knew what she wanted. She was very opinionated. She was very take charge. Like she's different. Let's just say that there's not too many females that. Can give direction and not sway from it because the producer wants it or because he's a man. No, she wants it her way. She's getting it her way. Anytime,
man. So on that note, right? Was you involved on Alexis project as well?
I mixed and mastered that.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think the team called Free. I think it's called Free.
Yeah, it's called Free with Eternia and Rel McCoy did the beats.
Right. Okay. That's how it went. That's
Yeah.
That's how it went, man.
Yeah. Turned out nice.
It did. It did.
Oh, so you heard it?
Yeah, I've heard it. And
okay.
I mean, I've been high on Eternia. I was late to the party. I discovered it around 2010,
2011-ish. Okay.
I was around that time I discovered her. She had a tune called Goodbye at the time. She had a tune called Goodbye, and I was blown away, man. I was like, wow, yo, this girl's somewhere else, man. So,
yep.
You know what? Eternia, just like S, future interviews waiting to happen on this show. I will say that much.
Yeah, I did. I'm pretty sure I mentioned it to her the last time that we were on, and we talked briefly about her.
I do kind of recall, man. So, you know, when you two created this project together, was it something where you sent him beats and then he put his vocals on and he sent it back to you, you know, due to the conditions, or was it a good old studio session, hands-on type thing with you and Solrak?
No, it was a back and forth. Like, I might send him a beat or send him a few beats because there was, like, collaborations, right? So the other MC needed to hear, so I would send them three beats.
Yeah.
They would choose it, and then I'd get the vocals back, and we'd go back and forth like that. We did that for about a year?
Yeah, we worked on it for about a year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, because basically what it was just like, okay, where... Like, I'd be like, okay, well, I got an idea for this. Like, okay, well, this would be a good fit. I'd like to say, here, send me beats, and then we go from there, and we just kind of work through the concept, and then we just put the vocals down, and then I send it back to him, and then he do his magic, and then we create this gem that you're going to be hearing soon. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Y'all looking forward to it, man. I mean, for sure, man, because I know... You know, when I realized that, you know, Merciless was returning to the show, you know what I mean? You know I had to revisit certain projects, man. You already know how to revisit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, it had to be done, man. It had to be done. On that note, Moon Crickets, are there any future plans for them?
I would say at this point, no, just because there's so much other stuff going on. But
right.
Priest will probably be on my next album.
Right.
I just tracked something last week, so we'll see. It should make the cut, though.
Okay, that's great.
But I wouldn't say that there's a full project.
Well, I mean, you know, it's been five years since Stephanie Arena, innit?
And really and truly, it was supposed to be a one and done.
Oh, well, if it was a one and done, yo, you went out blazing. You know what I mean? If that was the case,
that's why we tried to make it so epic, and we wrote down names that we wanted on the actual project, you know, and we got them.
Right.
I mean, there's a few that didn't get on there, but that's because scheduling and whatnot. But yeah, it turned out great.
Yeah,
can't complain.
Yeah, particularly tunes like Rapocalypse, you know what I mean?
No project.
That's epic. That's something that will probably never be done ever again.
Yeah, I don't think you can duplicate that. Nah.
Yeah.
You can't duplicate that, man. You know what I mean? But I think I already done told you that Would It Be Fine was my favorite on that album. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, because at the time I thought Rapocalypse was my favorite. Then I thought The One was my favorite, but then I heard that and I thought, forget it.
I was making them and I was the exact same way.
Yeah, man, you just kept outdoing yourself on man, you know what I mean? And then I read Tom Record and saying that Moon Crickets album might be one of the best, I'd say top five Root Affiliation albums I have heard throughout the entire 30-year history of the Wu-Tang. You know what I mean? As far as Wu-Tang affiliations, that, to me, is top five. No word of a lie. I know people will talk about their killer armies and their sons of man, but that, I'm sorry, yeah. that's up there, man. For real. That's
sure,
up there.
Sure.
Death in the arena, man.
Well, first of all, has there been a record with that many collabs on it?
Not like that.
And why is that?
Man.
Because other groups have way more resources. Why couldn't they do that? Like, we literally made that album for real hip-hop heads.
Yeah.
That's what we were thinking going into that.
Yeah.
So why couldn't other groups do that?
Man, I'm not trying to make excuses. You know what I mean? Because, like, it could be, I don't know, it could be label issues. I don't know. Because as far as me and Crickets, I could be wrong. You know what I mean? You guys, you did it off your own back and you didn't have to answer to anybody but yourselves. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you did that now under a different, under an actual label and you presented it to them, they'll probably turn around and say, oh, nah, man, you maybe need to do this, or you maybe need to do that, or take this guy off, take this person off, or bring in a female vocalist, or do something, do this, do that, whatever. Mad thing.
But everybody's basically independent now, so why couldn't it be done?
That is true. Yeah. Everyone's now saying, yeah, that independence is the right way, man, independence is the right way. Final thing before we hit the people off with some tracks of your choosing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Right. We're gonna do it like this, man. It's like, man, what is going on in the world, man? Now, you guys, when it comes to your music, you're not shy in addressing what's going on in the world, whether it be incarceration, whether it be police brutality. But now it's like, it's these mass shootings, man. Like, it's been going on for a long time, but, like, recently, it's just like, it's too much, man. I just want to get your thoughts on this, man. It's really doing my head in, like, I'm hearing it, like, almost, like, every so many days.
I don't think it's a coincidence.
No, I think it's strategically done. What you got to think about is that people make money off of guns, you know what I'm saying, America in particular. So they're not trying to cut into their pockets. They're going to continue to promote gun activity. They're going to continue to encourage people to buy guns. And as long as people can have access to guns, you're going to have the potential for people to be killed, murdered, or whatever the case may be. The problem in America is that, you know, the people that they put in power, they have opposing camps. I think the problem with politics in particular is that when a politician can get money from gun companies, get money from banks and all that kind of stuff, that's going to influence their decision. That's going to influence what laws they pass, what laws they enact. And so I think waiting for the politician to do something is disingenuous. I think that we have to do something from a local level. We need to do something on an individual level to bring about change. Looking for them to do it, I think it's a lost cause for the most part. Until you take money out of politics,
yeah,
and continue to have problems like this, as, among others. And, you know, and I want to send my prayers out to the people in Buffalo, the people in Texas and all over the world that's been taken, lives been taken due to gun violence. You know what I'm saying?
Man, because every time something like this happens, they put it down to some mental health. You know what I mean? I don't know about that. You know what I mean? I'm over here in the UK, right? Now, that's one thing that I could say about the UK. We haven't got any people out here running up in schools or supermarkets and with gun or even knife, rather. You know what I mean? And running around killing kids and teachers and innocent bystanders just doing their shopping, you know, doing their groceries, and you got some...
Yeah, ridiculous.
Yeah, it's sickening. Disgusting, you know what I'm saying? I don't think kids that, you know, they say, well, we're going to do mental tests and all that, but what gun company you know or what gun shop you going to say, well, hey, sit down and take a mental... You do a mental evaluation. I think that's ridiculous to believe that's going to become a possibility, especially in America. I can't speak for other countries because I don't live there. I can only speak about my country. But at the end of the day, I mean, they don't care as long as they see black people killing each other, and they don't care as long as these freaking psychopaths with assault rifles. I mean, you got 18-year-olds who are going to kill people at schools. You know, they can't even buy alcohol, but they can get an assault rifle and kill kids at school.
To me,
that's ridiculous. I mean, you know, I'd rather them get a beer before they go and get an assault rifle. You know what I'm saying? Because, but that's the reality of America, because at the end of the day, capitalism rules the day. You know, it doesn't matter about anything else, about that bottom line, that dollar, you know, that almighty dollar in America.
No, I'm glad you mentioned all of that. This brings me to you, Merciless. You know what I mean? Canada is next door to America, right? With all this happening, does similar things happen in Canada at this rate?
No, definitely not at this rate, but it does happen. We do have schools where, well, we used to have schools where there was, like, police presence and stuff like that, but then they get voted out, and so it's a whole back and forth. Like, a couple of days ago, the police force just came out and were apologizing to black people for the brutality.
Wow.
Like, why? No, who asked for that? How much money did it cost for you guys to come up with the study to say that black people are brutalized more than white people? Like, that's a no-brainer. Stop wasting money and put it into programs. Get rid of cops that are doing the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things you could do. Apologies don't fly over here.
Yeah.
You need to demilitarize the police, because the police is like an occupying force in the hood. You know what I'm saying? In America, they come and take over your neighborhoods. They come in with battering rams, tearing your homes down, and stuff of that nature. I just think, you know, I know there's a debate about defunding the police. One thing they need to do is refund the people and put the money back to the people.
So
they can do something for the neighborhood, because we know better how to help our neighborhood more so than them. Because criminalizing people and brutalizing people, and, you know, that's not going to help create a rapport with the police. And more importantly, if you're treated as a suspect, you're not gonna have a working relationship with them. So trying to have police come in as an occupying force or being counselors or things of that nature, refund the people and let them have the money and let them use it to make their neighborhoods better, not the police or government officials. So that's my thoughts on that.
Tell them again, man. It's just ridiculous, man. You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know what happens to these guys as a result when they do these horrific things. You know what I mean? It's just, I'm mad.
Nothing happens. Really, yeah. Barely anything happens.
No, they're still alive. They're not shot at the scene.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait. You know what I mean? It's all the same thing. It's so, you know what I mean, someone used gun or whatever and kill a Nipsey Hussle and then catch him and lock him up, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you get situations like this, going in public places and shooting up people for joke, like it's nothing, right?
But they said that, or people have been saying that was purposely planted, because the security guard in Buffalo was creating an engine that could run on water.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So he was the target, basically. Because you know what they did to the last guy that created that same engine? They killed him too.
Damn.
That's the story behind the story.
Yeah. Because if you think about it, gas prices are sky high. If this guy came out with that, everybody's jumping on board. Mm-hmm. So they have to kill him.
Exactly.
Mm-mm.
And they disguise it as something else. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we have sympathy for the people that died, but we know the true motive behind everything. We know what the true motive is. You know.
Man. Disgusting, man. Disgusting. I don't know what this world's coming to, man. You know what I mean? Yo, people, we just got to be careful out there, man. You know what I mean? But anyhow... Anyhow, hate to end it like that, but, you know.
Well, yeah.
But, hey, people, we're going back to the basics from the hills. You know what I mean? On the Repping for You Hip Hop Show, the best damn show in World One Radio. We rock the spot R920 with I and I, Grand Body P, DJ Merciless, and
right.
Soul Rack, okay? Guys, yeah. Have you got any last shout-outs for the people then?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I want to give a shout-out to all my people in Orlando, you know what I'm saying, that represent the hip-hop culture here.
Yes.
More importantly, I want to give a shout-out to Issa, you know what I'm saying, always showing love and showing support.
Superstar.
And I just want to, I always like to say, anyone that's listening to your show, I want them to continue to listen to your show, support the show, tell people about the show, because we appreciate the platform you created for us. And more importantly, when the EP album drops, when the single drops, cop it right away. And definitely cop what DJ Merciless is doing too, as well. Because we got some hip-hop for you.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Merciless, you want to add on?
Yeah, just continue to support the real stuff that's going on. And, yeah, make sure you buy physical copies. That's how artists continue to create, create hip-hop. Streaming sucks.
No money, we don't get any money from streaming. We get money off those physicals. That's what we need that money to go to.
Yeah.
I think
we need to start a petition about this streaming nonsense. Mm-hmm. Because artists aren't getting paid off of that.
Yeah.
Imagine you go to your job and they give you fractions of a penny.
Oh.
Would you be happy with that?
So clearly
why
not.
Artists happy with that?
Clearly not. I mean, we're not happy as it is when we work and we get our paycheck and it's already been taxed. We're unhappy about that as it is. You know what I mean? They tell you, you can apply for this job. You know what I mean? You get paid so much. So you're thinking, this is a job. I get paid $30,000 a year. Oh, wicked. You know what I mean? Your check comes back and they take money out of it already. You know what I mean? Obviously, we understand what it's for. Well, at least we think we understand what it's for.
Yeah, but then at the end of the year, they tax you again. And every time you buy something, it's taxed.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're eating off us, but we're not eating back.
No. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Crumbs on the table, that's what they want us to have.
Mm-hmm.
True indeed, man. True indeed. Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. Hey, guys. I hate to cut it down like this, man, but you know what I mean? It's like, yo, I got another special guest waiting in the wings, and it's a big one. I got the Lady Car Only D also waiting in the wings as well, man. And also, people, we've got the Man Car DJ, Crazy Ray. He's got a special treat for us, man. I told you, this is a different show. This is a different show. Next week, it's back to the regular program, man. So, boy, you best get ready. I mean, I'll tell you, but hey. Thanks for coming on the show once again, man. You know what I mean? You already know the door's always open for the both of you, man. You know what I mean? That same goes for Lord Fury.
I'll tell him.
Same goes for Lord Fury, man. We had a whale of a time last time he was on, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a character.
Yeah, man, for sure, man, for sure. Yeah, man. Okay, then. You know how this goes, man. You know how the program works now. Three tracks. Let's go for it. Three tracks of your choosing. What they're going to be, man? You know what I mean? Are they going to be from the new EP, or is the world not ready for that yet?
Well, we can definitely give them cassette tape, and then Merciless, if you have two that you want to present from your projects.
Okay.
Run it like that.
Yeah. That sounds like an idea.
Okay. Let's give them the one.
Okay.
Woo!
Cassette tape.
Alright!
What else? So, calling out your name.
Call out your name by the usual suspects. Yeah, man, Big Tune. That's what's up, man. You know what I mean? Once again, thanks for coming on, man. You know what I mean? Hey! Stay with us, man. Get ready for the next classic, man. Hey! We're not done yet. Salute! Hey, guys, stay on the line, though. Stay on the line.
Alright.
Yo, this is Soul Rack, and I want the world to know, whenever I'm looking for real hip-hop minus the mumble rap, I check out Rapper For You with Grand Body P.
Mercilessly killing it with the
money like that Dow Jones. We them NASDAQ niggas, yeah, with portfolios. We that new generation Ebola mixed with polio. So give thanks and praise to the most holy souls. Reap what you sow, this game is simple. Keep your lips locked, hold your pop like pimples. Holes and faces, dimples, cause life is simple, nigga. Informers round here, informers over there, be. 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 If I have to call your name, that means you violated. Means you demonstrated movement of a sucker. An outlandish, ungrateful motherfucker, like a stripper with the titties all exposed. Young baddie hoes, licking balls for some high-tech fashion. Bastion trash, they found it Saturday. Crowd leader on a Sunday. Selling pussy on Monday. Tell the truth, they gotta run away or fade to white like Kanye and start a service on a Sunday.
Yo, SK, why you gotta go there?
Who cares? It ain't here to be squared. No cool to be dumb.
This is the land of the numb.
Syrup sipping, pill popping. Thuggies are dressed, go disguised to be spotty. I'ma say what I feel.
You gonna hurt these niggas' feet.
Then I'm gonna raise the pressure, let the blood hit the ceiling. The pigs are squealing, on the corners drug dealing. Identity stealing, add themselves in the equation.
The streets is breaking.
For clout chasing, slut chasing. Running around talking loud, another barbershop discussion. Drive stitch, you're really snitching. Get them curling lines to apron and turn it into a bitch kitchen. They lick dickin', they ain't about it, and just talk about it. Informers round here, informers over there, be. Informers round here, informers over there, be. Informers round here, informers over there, be. Informers round here, informers over there, be.
This is the Mega Boss, repping for you with DJ Grant Body P on the Wild One Radio. You know how his show does. It's always hacky.
Rushing the download, hand on my nine, wardrobe, Gucci design. I got high in the game without sniffing the line. I've been with big, I done it with hoes. I had coke on the stove, making money when I was 12 years old. Pulling triggers, now I'm fucking with some Canada niggas. Getting money, bitch with me looking better than Jigga. You love me, never see your boy doing the Dougie. 45 nickel plate in case this shit get ugly. D-Block, LOX is a trinity. Act around, we'll murder anybody in this fucking vicinity. I watch these little bitches like I took their virginity. Your boy go stupid when I fuck with that energy.
Born and raised in an exile borough, Howard Stapleton. When niggas get caked and move pies like businessmen. Trash bags full from all this money we be raking in. On tour raping them, dollars is Canadian. Gymnasium pack, Mercedes is black. We getting cream like Rich Porter in the 80s with crack. Kush burning, dude blowing on that BC bud. Keep a fully loaded clock with them 3D slugs. Panoramic, understand it, I move just like a bandit. Cabin tools like mechanics get blown right off the planet. Titanic, gargantuous flow, the answer is dope. We shut the spot down, quit to cancel the show. Hey yo, this is how I go down. Semi-auto 4 pound, my shooters is like pool, but y'all niggas better slow down. Sheep, killer, priest, and diesel, it's about to go down. We got 100 killers right now, run through your whole town.
Hey yo, Biggie and Dirty came to me in a dream. They said they're loving that D-Block Wood Supreme jeans. Conquerors, Shaolin, Brooklyn, Scartown. Four kings, four crowns, packing them 4 pounds. Third of the last of a tip in the last cup. My nine is a plastic one, fucking your ass up. Drink for your nephew, that's the rest of
switch law, ready for war, Satan a paw. For my pain, take shots, spit flames, break rocks, split terrain, move shatter, shift the rain. I cough up the streets, sweat out killers with heat, and builders with beat. I piss casinos with mob dealers with me. The galaxy of apes, gorillas can speak, killer is chic, and tri-diesel, with pharaohs, rocking ice beetles. On our throne, all our gold, whole chrome, with white eagles. We like that we too, chased by the gray Zeus, followed by angels, with Jesus. Time for war, we hit the streets like it's Beirut. Brooklyn nigga, ball out, Beirut. Flame thrower, I blaze the boot. A nigga smoke weed, gotta raise the roof. Funny living, play the truth, nigga. This hip hop, MC spit rhymes to uplift they people.
One no soul never dead. Never play one tune when you never hear yet. Level!
The term of the funky man, my first cassette purchase. Studied the lines, proceeded to fill my head with verses. Did a dream, my version of a release. So I put pen to paper, scribbled verses to beat. Recited these verses into my deck, built-in mic. One cassette was looped, instrumental bits that I like. The second cassette to record the verses I spit. Compiled a couple recordings, then I pressed the eject button. Now the label is fake, something cool was planned. Before even knowing what brand meant, this was a man. Now for the playback, you hear the boom in these raps. In my excitement, I forgot to remove all the slack. The safe shoe, looking like spaghetti in my deck. Took the pen I wrote with to resurrect the cassette. Slid it in the left rail, spun the pen clockwise to the tape. I realized my recorders could not die.
Serving you up the beats, it's the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
I remember grabbing my tape before I leave the dough. Put it in my boombox and let my speakers blow. From the streets of the ghetto, some leak from the metal. I smoke madism to reach another level. DJs with break beat, mixtapes with straight heat. No tapes with mumble rap, but rappers with fake beat. Manatronicus, that's the sonnet on my Walkman, wow. I put on my headset and get lost in the sound. College radio play the music that would get to the youth. There's a magical red alert before the mission was through. Our booming sisters were so loud it seemed trumps would break. We were riding the hood and girls drunks would sick. Much respect to the DJs who can move the crowd, who preserve the culture, don't abuse the sound. But if my tape pop, yeah, it's back to the shop. They get another one before I'm back on the block.
This here again! For all the DJs who help raise the culture early, you know what I mean.
Crystal memory and gift on Memorex. Boosted me on the rooftop, the culture on cassette. Before Netflix and chill, I used to Maxwell. Rockin' Don Barry, 90 minute takes on Maxwell. Had BDK on a TDK. Pure Swab and Flash on a Pioneer. Listen to my demo,
my tape in the limo.
How many cassettes? Launch careers. JVC bought the Vulcan technique like Panasonic. I'm trying to get a car, my brother passed the chronic. So I can get high, my mic's on point like a stylist. The way I record my music is like a pirate. Pop is like a virus, it spreads through cassette. Hollywood out the OJ, kick a free out the vet. I get down like Bobby Brown when I'm with my tenderoni. When it's time, it's why I die, it's why I storm off a Sony.
Juice.
Grant Body P, acknowledge me. Acknowledge the Queen, Only D, what's good?
I'm very good, I'm very good. I don't have the juice today. You've got all the juice today. But if I did have all the juice today, I would have drank it all.
I got it!
It's a good thing I don't have the juice, and it's all with you.
I got it all, man. I got it all. But, hey, let me tell you something, people. You know what I mean? I know I say this is the BDSIR Network, the best damn show in World One Radio, but it is also the best damn show in WDFG 69.1. You hear that? You hear that? We got a special guest in the building, man, and he's one of my favorite... In fact, no, he is my favorite soul artist today. This is no lie, you know what I mean? I've been following this guy from, what, 2007, but his music goes a bit before that. He's known for big tunes such as Temperature Rising, The Love Connection, King Car Bulletproof, and my personal favourite, Guess Who Loves You More. We're going to get into it all. He's got new project out there right now, man, right now. Hey, we're going to talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, stand on your feet. Acknowledge this man. Acknowledge the Love King. Acknowledge Raheem Devon. Till From Lost Till Dawn is out there right now. Welcome to the Reppin' For You show, sir. How you doing?
Yeah. Respect and love. Love.
Man.
Ladies, we have the Love King on the radio station. We have the Love King. Hold tight. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies, not ladies, they're going to go anywhere. It's the Love King. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Nah, man, how you feeling though, sir? I mean, yo, the new project's been out for a while. The new single and the video, If I Don't, is making waves out there right now. Man, how do you feel about all that, man?
I feel good. You know, this project is a little different than anything I've ever put out. In the sense that, you know, I'm not only showcasing myself, but I'm showcasing my songwriting and production and, you know, people that are my affiliation with some great artists out here in the States that, you know, I have projects recorded on. We got projects coming out on all of the artists that are on this project in particular, you know, from Lester Dawn, you know, shout out to Georgia Rain, shout out to Brendan McKinney, shout out to Granique, you know, 704 Bravo, my man B-Boy Soul, you know, Christina Ray, like,
wow.
You know, a lot of really cool artists, you know, on this project, Mendel Andrews and also Wes Felton as well.
Amazing, man, amazing. People, I want to let you know right now, right, that I've listened to this project quite a few times, man, you know what I mean? But me being a Raheem Devon fan to begin with, you know what I mean? You know I had to go through it, man. You know what I mean? And boy, we need to talk about, you know what I mean, a few of these tracks and some of your past tracks as well, man. You know what I mean? One of the highlights of the album that really took my ears straight away, actually it closes out that album. You did your own rendition of Any Time and Any Place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the Janet Jackson classic, right?
Yeah. I'm actually a fan of that.
Hey, y'all gotta love it, man, for real, man. You know what I mean? Raheem Devon's version. So, yo, what led to you recreating that classic?
Oh, man, you know, I did it actually a few years ago, and, you know, I'm also known, you know, being coined as the mixtape king at one time out here, and, you know, in the States, you know, doing the R&B and soul mixtapes. I was the first, you know, soul R&B artist to make mixtapes, you know, in fact.
Oh, word.
Many moons ago, so... you know, when I was heavily, you know, doing that a few years back, I actually had remade the record, and I originally had put it out on SoundCloud, and I just always loved that rendition of it and what we did with it. I said, hey, man, I figured I'd remix and master it, you know, efficiently, and, you know, we put the live strings on it as well,
to give it a different feel,
and it wasn't so much about monetizing it, but making it more just available where the world can hear it, you know, more accessible than, say, just SoundCloud.
I'm glad you made that decision to put it out there, man. You know what I mean?
My favorite.
Yeah, I saw Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis like a week before the album dropped, and I told them about it. So I would imagine that at this point they've heard it, or I'm sure it'll come across their radar. I'm real curious to know, you know, and hopefully they love it, you know, Janet as well.
Oh, man.
No, that sort of thing. If Janet loves it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, hopefully so.
Oh, okay.
With her on it, you and her singing that track. Now, that would be a classic.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
That sounds like goals, actually. That sounds like goals. I'd love to hear Janet come back on that one. Oh, that would be amazing, man. Talking of remixes, you know what I mean? We had friend of the program on here a few weeks ago, Raheem, the man called Eric Robertson. So you might know where I'm going with this. You know what I mean? He got the tune thing called Lessons out there right now. He's smashing it out there right now. We talked to him a few weeks ago. He told me his side of the story of how you got on. So let me know your side of the story, man. You must have heard it and you thought, I want in on this.
Yeah, no, I kind of feel like I planted the seed. You know what I mean? I reached out, if my memory served me correctly, like, I reached out to Eric and was like, yo, if you're thinking about remixing that record, like, let me know. Like, I want to put my hand in the hat for, you know, doing that. And he sent me the files, you know, and I think I was the first one to, he sent me the files, and then he reached out to me later on, and he let me know that Anthony got on. And then I said, well, all right, cool. Send me what he did, and, you know, so we can kind of build from there. And he told me that he was working on potentially like Kevin Ross getting on there as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there was some other names in that too. But it really came together like really organically, you know. It's just not the first collaboration that Eric and I have done together, and it won't be the last, you know.
Good.
And we were talking about, in fact, I would love to do like an album or something with him at some point. You know, I wouldn't mind doing with the guys, like him, Eric, Anthony, and Kevin. I think that's a nice little vibe. We just sound great, incredible on the record together, you know?
Not like, it's not trying to be a comparison, but almost like a modern-day LSG.
Oh, absolutely a comparison. Modern-day LSG, you know, what was the group, you know, with Tank, Genuine, TGT.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Monday. I'd love it if something like that came back. That would just be incredible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Something like that. You guys on tour, going to England. Yeah.
You know, I got a big record out here in the States, speaking to Keith Sweat. And LSG, I have a big record with Keith Sweat, too. This Can't Nobody. Top 10, top 5 out here in the States as well.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we rocked that on Repping For You quite some time ago, man. You know what I mean?
We have.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Right, so as well as singing and being so talented singing, what other talents do you have?
Because
I know you have probably many, many, many talents.
I'm getting into like acting and acting, you know, doing that. I think definitely like songwriting, doing producing other artists, exposing the world to other, you know, artists, you know. I think that those are the talents in particular that I'm focused on right now.
Brilliant. Acting.
We definitely love to see that, man. Definitely love to see that, man. God, boy. Like I say, me and Raheem, he doesn't even know it, man, but we're following each other on the social media. He don't even know that.
Okay.
I don't even know what started it, but I will say, I know many fans will know you from your first album, right? But like, I discovered you in 2007, you know what I mean? Now, you appeared on Beanie Sigel album, because this is Repping For You hip-hop show, so the hip-hop side of things, I have to speak on it. You went on to work with Ghostface, some of my favourite artists, man, Ghostface, Raekwon, you know what I mean, Ludacris, you know what I mean? In terms of Beanie Sigel, how did all that come about?
Beans actually reached out to me. There was a period where you know, I was like a free agent, and I, you know, at that stage, I think Beans was trying to, we was early in talks, and then, you know, he had his case he was fighting at the time. I think he had a couple of cases he was fighting at the time.
Yeah.
In fact, I feel like he got, right after that album came out, or either before the album came out, he got incarcerated.
Yeah.
At the time.
Yeah.
He had to go sit down for a minute. So, but Beans, like, I remember one of the last conversations we had in the studio, he was like, yo, I'm trying to make you, like, he was like, yo, I'm trying to make you the Nate Dogg of the Rock.
Oh,
that's
real.
He was so in love with my voice and all of that. Just, you know, how I do what I do in the studio. He was just adamant about, like, you know, taking me to Jay and Dame and them at the time. But it was so much other moving pieces going on, you know, within that faction that it just never happened. You know what I mean? But I did both of those records the same day. In a matter of hours. I just remember being in the studio, at Baseline Studio, and just getting busy, man. It was in there, just getting busy, killing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was one of them experiences. At the time, I don't know whose ears is going to touch. So I'm like, man, this is like, you know,
yeah.
This might come across Jay-Z's ears, Dame's ears. So let me, you know, let me show and prove and whatever, you know. I think the hook was already written on Rain. And then I freestyle my verse right there on the spot, because I don't physically write things down. So I listened to it a few times and did the verse, and it was just like, you know, they were with it, man, you know.
Oh, man. I was going to
ask you, can you sing a little bit for us right now?
Can I sing for you a little bit right now?
Anything, even your, it's something, you, one of your latest things. I'd love to hear your voice live right now.
Oh, man.
We get out the shower in the midnight hour. After 12 when you're by yourself, I could be a midnight hour man.
That was incredible. Thank you.
Yeah.
That is incredible. That was like pitch perfect. I loved it.
He was going to be the voice of the Rock, you know. Wow. Imagine how they've been. But you know what? Everything for a reason, right? And
absolutely.
I don't want to go forward, but I need to go slightly back. You know what I mean? And I have to ask you, Ryan, about my favorite track of yours, right? It's called Guess Who Loves You More. My gosh. Guess Who Loves You More. Now, I want to know, was this a true story? Did you literally leave the booth? Like, because at the end of the song, it's like, that's it. I'm coming home to you right now. And you just dropped the mic and you dropped everything and gone out of there.
That's such a good question.
I knew I was at the end of the song, and yeah, it was pretty much the wrap for the night. And I grabbed the, I just, in the moment of doing the record, I like grabbed the keys off and like, you know, created the vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was definitely an impromptu moment. Big shout out to Kenny Dope from Masters of Work. You know, Kenny Dope Gonzalez produced that record. You know, so he's really big in the house and hip hop and community, you know, as well. And yeah, man, that was just one of those vibes, classic vibes.
Man, seriously. But I want to give a big shout out to whichever female made you feel that way. You know what I mean?
Guess Who Loves You More.
Guess Who.
And I love that.
Holy,
love
yo, the guy literally left the booth and the beat's still going. You know what I mean? The beat's still going. I'm just like, you know how much times in my spare time, in my private time, that tune's been rewound back, and I can relate to it, and rewound back and bring it back and. Take a bow, Raheem. Take a bow. You know what I mean?
Was a female that made you feel like that? That was the inspiration.
No, I mean, everything ain't based around, like, one female or a female. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know, I just, the track come on and I hear things, you know what I mean? It don't necessarily come from me, but more so through me.
Mm.
And, you know, some of my records are from personal experience, you know what I mean? You know, where I wear it on my sleeves, you know, but, yeah, it's I can't even tell you. Like, I just, we were working on something else that night, and Kenny started going through masters of stuff that he had, like Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye.
Yes.
We got to the Earth, Wind & Fire catalog, and I just heard something. I was like, yo, you can. Because I was fascinated with the fact that he had these sessions. So, you know, a lot of times the labels send out the different sessions and whatnot for like different remixes and remastering and different things like that. So I was like, yo, mute the vocals on the verse, you know. So he mutes Philip Bailey, Maurice, and those guys. And then I heard the loop, and I was like, yo, let me go in the booth. And the rest was just like, you know, 2-4 hours later.
Wow.
Guess who loves you more?
Tune! Damn, that tune came across so authentic that I literally thought there was a female on your mind at the time that made you think, that's it. I'm coming out of the studio. Yeah. I'm going home to my lady. That's it. And the beat just kept going. You know what I mean? You touched on, you know, Marvin Gaye and all that. I mean, how did that feel like? I know you've done some recent performances in memory of that man. How did that feel for you, man? And, you know, Marvin Gaye and all that.
Oh man, it's great. You know, I got a whole Marvin Gaye project coming soon.
Man, this guy's on the rip.
I can't say what it is just yet, but I can tell you that it involves Kenny Dope as well, producer Guess Who Loves You More, and I can't wait for the week. We can't wait for the world to hear this. Originally, it was an idea that I had, that I was talking to Chucky Thompson about, you know, who passed, and so once Chuck passed, and you know, me and Kenny hadn't done some music together in some time. We were like, yo, with the exception of the house records that we got, you know, he's periodically putting out house records that I'm featured on as well. The most recent one is a house record called MJ, you know, since you can check that out. But, like, yeah, I just, you know, I feel like I got kindred spirit with him and definitely one that influences. And so, you know, it's been a lot of comparisons, so I figured, like, let's do the whole album, you know?
Oh.
You know what, Ricky? I was going to ask you, what are we looking forward to for the future? And you answered that question already. This is what we're looking forward to, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, it's going to be, definitely look forward to that project, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Marvin, Marvin Gaye, and his catalog, you know? And it's like totally remade, so it's like we ain't gonna have no issues with putting it out and that type of thing. So it's gonna be great. Can't wait for the world to hear that. And I got a plethora of other things on the walls. Then, you know, working on album number 10, and then currently I'm putting out the Raheem Devon Presents series.
Yeah.
B-Boy Soul, who was like our in-house version of like Robert Glasper per se. He's you can check out his album if you haven't yet. It's called Back to Love. It also has Eric Robeson on there, Dwelle. Released, some new tunes by me. Carmen Rogers is on there as well. And on July 1st, if I'm not mistaken, first week of July, we're putting out the Back to Love Revisited, like the Master Deluxe version of the album. So that's coming out. That's what Raheem Devon Presents. And then, of course, like, you know, Lust to Dawn is out right now.
Yeah.
Like I said, all the artists on the project, I have catalog recorded on them, and we got projects coming down the pipeline too on them.
Amazing. Got so many projects.
That sounds incredible for the future. It is,
man. And not one of those projects.
Back as well, Marvin Gaye and all them. You know, famous people that are just amazing singers that you cannot replace them.
Yeah.
It's just great going back there.
Yeah, because it
definitely
can't
be replaced.
Even
though now it's great.
Yeah,
they were some of the best times in town.
We definitely can't replace them, but I think we have a responsibility to keep the torch burning and pay homage to the catalog exposing new you know, generations and music lovers to, you know, my interpretations of their records and stuff, you know?
Brilliant.
Definitely.
Brilliant.
I like that.
One more question before, because, you know, I'm forced to let you go, you know what I mean? If it was up to me, I'd have like 40, 40 minutes of you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you spoke about all those projects, you know what I mean? Last year, you worked with Apollo Brown. Man, this album thing called Lovesick. Man, man, people, this guy don't play. Lovesick with Apollo Brown. Check that out if you haven't already. Right. Big tune on there, man, big tune. But with all those artists, especially in hip-hop that you worked with, because I mentioned them before, From the Hills with Raekwon and Method Man, I love that to bits. You know what I mean? You work with Ghostface, Ludacris, as I said before. But the one guy that seems to be your best of both worlds, if you would, happens to be my man, Sky Zoo. My gosh. You've done several tracks with him. I would have thought that somewhere down the line, you and him might make a project as well. Because it's like, yo, that Drew and Derwin.
We definitely been talking about that too, like me and Skazoo, and possibly, you know, doing it through Mellow Music, you know. So that's definitely an option to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's multiple things. It's multiple pots on the stove cooking right now. So that's definitely, matter of fact, I think I'm just gonna initiate that after this interview. I'm gonna go ahead and really let them know that they, you know.
Yes. Yes.
Across the pond for that, you know?
Yes! Oh my gosh, I might have a dream come true here. A dream might come true here. Sky Zoo and Raheem Devon collaborate. Yes! That's what I'm talking about. Oh, you made my day, man. Hey, have you got any last shout-outs and all that? And where people can find you on social media? Like I say, if it was up to me, I'd have you on for 45 minutes, but how's that being said? No, it can't work like that, so.
Yeah. So big up to the whole New Era Soul family, you know, Georgia Rain, Brendan and McKinney, you know, Granique, B-Boy Soul, you know, all the fam and extended fam, you know, Yazura, shout out to my boy KP, the colleagues, you know, we got a lot of probably favorites of yours, you know, and whatnot. We got some stuff coming. We got another colleagues album coming. With coming down the pipeline with Vandell Andrew, the saxophonist, you know, that I did Maker of Love with. So, like, Joyful Noise, not Maker of Love. That's with Boney James. But yeah, like, we got big things happening, man. We got big vibes coming. A lot of new tunes, a lot of new music. Just stay tuned. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Raheem_Devon. You know, as well as Facebook.com/Raheem Devon. Got a lot of good things coming down the pipeline.
Fantastic.
I won't say what project is for yet, but I do got a record with Ghost and Raekwon.
Oni, take over. I'm done. I just talked to Ghost
literally in the last 72 hours. Like, he was just tapping in, he was checking my pulse. I was saying, we just realized that our birthdays are like 2-3 days apart. So we're like, yo, next year we gotta do like the all white party together, you know, the verses to go back and forth or something. We was talking about doing an album too, me and Ghost. And at the time I kind of got sidetracked. I got an unrecorded album I got an album in the can with Snoop too. That, you know, we did, that we never released. And the business kind of went left on my side.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? So that happens to Sean. So I'm hoping to get, you know, live back in with Snoop and where we can do that at some point. But, like, we literally got, like, 20 songs recorded together, you know what I mean? Just sitting in the computer.
I'm excited. Yeah, man. Yo, people, what's going to happen is, usually I ask my guests what tunes I want played on the show, but we're going to do it different, because I've got my DJ Crazy Ray. He's going to do a tribute mix dedicated to you, sir. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
following
cool.
this. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yo, people, you're in for a treat, man. The DJ Crazy Ray gets on the board, it's a shutdown, man. It's a shutdown, believe that. Yo, the love king of soulful R&B, Raheem Devon, take a bow, man. I thought I told only you to take over because...
Thank you for coming on the show. Really appreciate you. Appreciate your time. Yeah. Thank you, love.
No doubt, man. Stay on the line, man. Stay on the line. Salute.
Yeah. Hey, yo, peace, bro. It's the legend of R&B, Raheem Devon, forever keeping the soul. And you know what it is. I'm tuned in and you're tuned in to the Rapping For You hip-hop show with my man, Grand Body P and Only E.
Soulful Power Hour, and I'm DJ Crazy Ray. Raheem Devon, mix. Y'all check this out. Grant Body, peace for you, baby.
I can't say how we got here.
Shout out to Fiona D. DJ Juice.
I would do my love belong to you.
What a time to be in love.
What a time to be in love.
You already know what this is. Dynamic. King Dope.
Duo.
Raheem Devon. Love King. Club King.
Yeah. Ready on my knees. I'm back on my mom.
Come on, come on. That's what we doing, y'all. You in the boom, boom, room. Come on. Crazy. Race. Shout out to DJ Cool Hand, my man, with the master plan. Come on, come on. Rapping for you, what's good? BDSI Network. Hey, what's good? Come on, come on, come on.
Like Charlie Sheen needs EMC, like P. Diddy needs BET.
It's what we doing, baby. Y'all stay with me now. It's what we doing, baby. Come on now. You in the boom boom with Crazy Ray. All the way from the USA. Come on. Hey. One time. Like this.
Artists have specific gifts. They have their own way of approaching it. And to me, it seemed like the way that you're approaching it, you know, and I watch your vocal style evolve.
Come on,
to the
come on, come on, come on, come on.
I feel like, you know, you have really defined, you know.
Freak DJ, stand up.
To the table. You know, I hear.
I see babies filled with bullets from drive-by. Another hashtag, seen another mama cry. Black on black crime. Like ever since the birth of a nation. Put the hurt on
the slave. You're in the boom boom room. You're in the boom boom room.
Mark
of the feet.
June 19th, baby. Come on now. Hotep in the building. Hip step massive. We in the building. Come on, come on. Shout to Unc Fella B out there in Australia. Come on. My hip step brother. Come on. We doing it like this. We taking you to school, baby. Grant, what you think, baby? What you think, Grant? We take him to school. Grant Body P. What? Fiona D. Break it down now.
You're in the boom boom room with one of Fleet DJ's hottest, DJ Crazy Ray. DJ Crazy Ray, boom boom.
Put the hurt on him, Ray.
Okay.
The Fleet DJs are taking over.
Come on! Shout out to Raheem Devon. Shall we do it? Shout out to my Aunt Christine down there in Waldorf, Maryland. Shout out to my Baltimore family. Chadi Yo Chada. What's good, fam? Come on. Shout out to Baltimore Fleet DJs, all my family down there. Come on. We doing it just like this, baby.
Even when we live it, we'll fly. got a good head on his shoulder. A sexy swagger with sex appeal. A grown woman hook up to home-cooked meals. A grown woman exudes confidence. Better recognize one when a grown one sits. And a grown woman knows how to tell you no. A grown woman knows when to let you go. You can have a big old car and a big old house, but next to God, nothing else amounts to a woman.
Listening to the sounds of the world famous DJ Crazy Ray, cause I said it, world famous Fleet DJs. Here we go.
My name is Araya, and that's my dad on the Wheels of Steel.
Alright, we're doing it just like this, good people. We're taking you for that ride. It's going out to my queen, Queen Akiva. Hey, let's go, baby, let's go, let's go. Oh, Kimma! Shout out to Raheem Devon. We breaking it down. Shout out to Flo and Tree. Hey! Come on! What?
As the minutes turn to hours.
Okay, what we gonna do? What we gonna do? Oh! Yo, Jay, you there?
Yes!
Yo, Jay, you there?
Yes!
Okay, Jay, we gonna do it just like this.
Yes!
Yo, Beyonce out there?
Yes.
Okay, let's go, Jay.
Yes.
Yo, Jay, you like the mix?
Yes.
Oh, you like the mix, Jay?
Yes.
Okay, word, just chill out a little, chill out and lay back, okay?
Yes. Yes.
Come on.
Waterbury's hottest DJ, DJ Crazy Ray.
You go!
Tisha Campbell Martin. Yo, shout out to my brother DJ Crazy Ray. I'm loving the Afro pic.
Oh yes, peace. Thank you, young lady. Thank you. I appreciate you. Love you. We're doing it just like this, baby. We take this glide. Afro pics, baby. Repping for you, this is what we do, right? Come on! Yo, Grandbody P, told you I got you! Yo, Fiona D, what's good, what's good? What's going, Empress? What's good, Empress? What's good? Oh! What? Yes. Okay. What? Come on. What?
Let it go.
What?
Let it go. 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 Let it go.
Come on now, come on now. doing it just like this. Stay with me now. Pretty Girl, preaching Raheem. Come on now, let's go. Let's go. Wale. DJ Crazy Ray.
Anybody can get it, so nothing don't surprise me, cause anybody can get it, so hopefully you got me. Shout the gates and grin, in between's where you will find me, and shout the Jamaica Queens, margaritas is a body, it's easier to spot me, but I ain't never mind, so I ain't step inside, I just speak in a tsunami, pay me no never mind, I just stayed in the design, until they was trying to trace me or pay me to oblige, whole fist in the air, not a shade was a mirage, and true to what you were here, I decorated the garage, I'm more Belafonte when it come to the front line, still dressed in mortgage money, like what else you got from me? Except when they calling for me, they ducking out of towners but couldn't take the corner from me. I took it to a 5-bedroom mini mansion in the cul-de-sac, prestigious subdivision. I brought my son to that. Did it all.
Shout out to Pete Rock.
Who ain't cut from that?
Sky Zoo.
A lot about you if you can't fuck.
One time, baby, one time.
One time we was being followed by 12, quoting ready to die, so we was probably 12. pulled us over like we had product to sell, right? A week later, my man was popping with grills. They already assume I'm trying to deal, right? Then why not though? Cuz he said oregano. 116's written behind my block, go. By 16, I needed room size.
It's going out to all the queens, all the empresses. Let's go. One time, I. We do it, baby. That's why we do it. Down in the Boom Boom Room, Connecticut Fleet DJs, stand up, Fleet DJs. Water Baby Fleet DJs. Y'all know how we do it. Come on now. We live, baby. We live. Let's go. Oh.
Let me hold you tight. Kiss your body.
Come on.
Anything you require, I'm
there. Oh, oh.
DJ Crazy Ray. This is T-Quest, and I'm always tuned in to DJ Crazy Ray.
As a man, there's a time when got a man.
Hey, yeah, 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 yo! Crap Body P repping for you, man. Show, overseas from the UK, man. Shout out to my son, DJ Crazy Ray over there in the States. Lock them up with the boom, boom room. You see what I'm saying? Real hip-hop up in here. Let's go!
Please,
please, please, please,
please,
please,
please,
please,
please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please,
please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please,
please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please, please,
You're in the Boom Boom Room.
Raheem the Born Mix. How I do it, baby. How I do it. And I'm Crazy Ray, your DJ for the day. Hey, let's go. Shout out my team, DJ Dre, C. Kinetic Fleet DJs, you know how we do it, baby. R.I.P. to my brother, DJ Kid Finesse. Yes. You know how we do it, baby. Let's keep hope alive and keep it doing what we do. Just check me out right now as I bring it to you. Special mix. Going out to Reppin' for You, the BDSI Network. Grip Body P, Fiona D. Yes. Come on, come on.